Eleven. Sex Shachar Isha. So we left off last week discussing juices and soups, different types of soups. I'd like to move on to wine. So we have like this. The Mishnah says, it's true. Oh, it's easy, guys. The Mishnah says something very interesting. The Mishnah says, a prehoit, pears that grow on a tree. One says, bari prehoit, chutz mi yayin. Except for yayin that one makes a bari prehagofen. Now that's very strange because if we're talking about fruit, what's the chutz mi yayin? Yayin is a drink, not a fruit. The answer is that wine is something which is very chashiv. And therefore, the svar that we said last week, why do you make a shakal on orange juice or apple juice? Because it's zeyabalm, it's some sweat, it's not part of the fruit. Wine is chashiv. Wine is a part of the fruit. Grapes are grown for wine, olives are grown for oil, and the Torah is machshav wine and oil as a mashka. So the wine is chashiv. So you can't say it's zeyabalm. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling you that really one should make a bari prehoit on wine, but because it's so chashiv, we took it out of the bari prehoit category and we gave it its own bracha bari prehagofen. Why is wine so chashiv? Says the Gemara, because it's misit sa'id, it gives the person, it satisfies, it satiates the person, gives him a satisfaction when he drinks it, and also it's misameach. The alcohol content of it is misamech the person. It gives him feeling of high. Therefore, you make a bari prehagofen. So now the question is, before we get to vodka, the question is, so what about grape juice? Grape juice does not have that alcohol part to it. So what bracha do you make on grape juice? So we all know you make a bari prehagofen on grape juice. So you make a bari prehagofen on wine. They make it by pre-goffin on grape juice, but why? The answer is that since grape juice has the ability to become wine, even though we sort of stopped it at some point, but when it was grown and squeezed, it had the ability to become wine, it remains with that chashivas of wine, and you make it by pre-goffin on wine. So we have by pre-goffin on wine and grape juice. If let's say I dilute the wine with water or seltzer, so then it depends if it still has that alcohol taste to it or not. If it has the alcohol taste to it, it will still be bari prehagofen. But once it loses that alcohol taste, then it loses its bracha bari prehagofen. Grape juice does not have this din of diluting.
Never, even if there's more, like it's so watered down.
Yeah, but if it's so watered down that it doesn't have the alcohol taste to it, like a alcohol taste, then it's too watered down.
Grape juice,
you can't pour in so much water. It has to be more grape juice than water. Right, grape juice.
Right.
Wine, yeah, by wine, it's possible to have a strong wine and still have more water, but it still tastes wine. Yeah.
Let's say you're not sure. Let's say you mix wine with water, or whatever, seltzer, and it's here. So you're going to sip.
Make a bracha on some wine and then little party there. Okay. Now, beer, whiskey, vodka, all those things, even though they have alcohol to them, is shahakal. Even though it has some alcohol, but it doesn't have the mile of so'id and misamech. It's a different type of mishakar. Different type of alcohol to it. All those are shahakal. There's another chiddush over here that beer is made from barley. They cook up the barley. Right? Is that so? Whiskey also, right, has grains, and if they cook the grains and it gets a strong taste of it, maybe it should be a mezainis. But since you drink it as a drink, it's a shakal. So bottom line is beer, whiskey, all these drinks are shakal. Tea is very interesting because we learned last week, if I take a soup and I cook the soup and I cook the vegetables and the liquid gets a strong taste of the vegetables, it's adama. So tea leaves, I'm cooking the tea leaves, gets a strong cocoa. has a strong taste of the beans, the cocoa beans. Yet it's still charcoal for a few reasons. That first of all, you drink it as a drink, so therefore it becomes a charcoal. Or because if you drink the soup from a cup, according to many shitas, it will become a charcoal. It's only when you're eating the soup as eating.
It's tough.
But it might be. And plus also there's other reasons that you don't eat the tea leaves. That was another tonight we had. You don't eat the beans.
Sure, there's these dried vegetables, dried fruit.
Herbs.
And you actually, you have put the fruit in, make it, whatever. It's like, and then you can eat the fruit after.
Then that's like the soup.
That's like soup.
If you eat the fruit after it.
Cocoa beans aren't really edible, though. Does that change anything?
Yeah, yeah. That's one reason why it's still charcoal.
Even though it's a fruit restaurant.
And that's why it's charcoal.
Chocolate, if it's 85%.
Chocolate is a different question, which we'll get to. Some people make it. We'll get to. We'll discuss that. Okay, water. What bracha do you make on water?
Charcoal.
But there's one difference between water and all other drinks. Water, one makes charcoal only if they're drinking because they're thirsty. If I just stop drinking water, there's no enough from it.
Why else would you drink water?
You're just standing by.
Oh, you want to wash down a pill. You want to wash down a pill.
Bracha?
No bracha. If you're just drinking the water, enough water to wash down the pill, no bracha. Unless you're also thirsty.
Okay.
Still,
it's not enough.
It's not enough
to swallow the pill.
Right, but that's not the hanah of water. You're just washing down the pill. Let's say someone has something stuck and he's just drinking to wash that down. That's not called hanah. But let's say he's full. He just ate a big meal and he wants it to settle in his stomach. That's a hanah. So that's called thirsty. What that does is your throat is burning.
The whole point is, if you have something, like, let's say this, what's the whole reason why you make a bracha? No, to thank Hashem, right? So why are you thinking Hashem if you're putting something in your throat, if it's helping you?
Good point, but it's hanos achila. You're right, but they established the bracha on hanos achila. So if I drink this drink, or I drink orange juice to wash that pill, I do make a bracha, because you are getting hanos from the orange juice. That's by water. Okay. There's an interesting question. Let's say Erev Tainis. I'm drinking water. Why am I drinking water?
Just shock.
Hydration.
So, no, I'm not dehydrating now.
To keep hydrated for tomorrow.
So I shouldn't get thirsty tomorrow. Do I make a bracha on that or not? Right. So this is a question in the Paiskim. Halacha l'maaseh, you do, because again, you're doing it because of thirst. So you shouldn't get thirsty tomorrow. But let's say someone, Same thing. Let's say Rachmanson, someone has to take a sonogram in the stomach, so they tell you drink a lot of water, so fluids, right, it blows it up.
So
then that you would not make a bracha on that. Okay.
No?
Now, shahakol, yeah?
And if you made a bracha, you have to say bracha in full mouth.
If you made a bracha for no reason?
If you made a bracha because you said take fluid, said a bracha. Mom is a bracha of a toe?
Yeah. Okay, now, the shahakol, the bracha of shahakol has really two shahakols. There's one shahakol on non-produce. If it's not produce, meaning like meat, fish, dairy products, eggs, all that is shahakol. Then we have a second shahakol, which is a backup for whenever we have a suffix. But it has to be a real suffix. And halacha says that if one has a suffix, what bracha to make, he has to find out. He has to look it up in the bracha's book or call a rav. But if the rav says this is a big machlekes, and we do not know the answer to it, or it's a big machlekes and we're not sure what to say, so when it's a real suffix, then it's shahakol. So you can't just use shahakol as a what do you call those cards? As a wild card, right?
A joker, right? This is like between it's done and not done. And it's probably, is it better to say
shakal
or say one of the two?
So then hadama kapata, the design is usually. You're right. But if you need to, shakal will be able to back you up.
What computer are you able to find out? I'm playing by myself, no phone.
Yeah, then you can't find that.
Midnight, whatever, I'm playing.
Rebbe, what's your hours to tell you for
Rav? Yeah, if you can find, you can't. The Gemara's lessons, yeah, the chetz al Rav.
The Gemara's gonna be hard.
Rebbe, what's your hours to call you for brachas?
Call whenever you want. For brachas, whenever you want. I'll be happy to answer you.
You're in the morning?
Try it. I made an answer, but you can try. Okay.
Your number might be on the reject list if you call today.
Fine, you might not get through because someone else is also trying to call about the bracha. Okay. Okay, now bread. Bread is also another category where it has a special bracha. Right, we discussed wine. Now bread. Bread is hamaitzi. Hamaitzi lecha min aretz. Because it satiates, it sustains life. It's the main part of a meal. Believe it or not. Back in the days, and not so long ago this was still true, every meal had bread, and that's what you ate. You filled yourself up on the bread, and you also had a piece of chicken, a piece of meat, and potatoes. Not that it was meat and potatoes.
Living from bread?
So bread, this is what you lived off.
Why is bread not like
bread?
Water?
Because it has a taste to it. Water doesn't have a taste. That's the thing. Unless you're using it to mean the hand of the goof from it.
That's good.
So hamaitzi.
If you add taste of water and
then like this,
crystal white.
Even if you're not
then,
thirsty.
Then you make a bracha on even if you're not thirsty. So then, so bread, hamaitzi, right? It's even if you're eating less than a kezayis. Because the sheer kezayis by bread is in order to make berachas hamazon. They need to eat a share of a kezayis. But in order to make a bracha rishayna, the hamaitzi, that's even less than a kezayis. Now, let's say I have bread. And this is, it was flour and water, baked, a nice challah. And I cut it up into small little pieces. Does it lose its shame bread? No, even if it's a crumb, it's still bread. If I go and I take this bread that was baked, and now I cook it, I'll give you an example about that in a minute. I cook it, then it will lose its shame bread, and now it will be mezainis instead of amaitzi. For example, I want to make knedlach. How do I make knedlach? I take matzah meal. What's matzah meal? Matzah meal is matzah. I crunch up the matzah. I blend it up, I crunch into crumbs, and then I put it together and I cook it in a pot of water. So now it becomes a mezainis. It lost its shame lechem, becomes a mezainis. Or another eitz is if I soak it in water long enough that the water turns whitish from the bread. For example, or eggs or whatever I'm soaking it in. Let's say I want to make
French toast,
or I want to make matzah braai. So over here, there's two tanaim. Now let's get this clear, there's two tanaim. Tanai number one is, if it was cooked or soaked. Tanai number two is that the piece has to be less than a kezayis. So I have to break it up into less than a kezayis. And this is going to be the difference between French toast and matzah braai. Matzah braai, if you break up the matzah into small pieces and then you soak it in water or milk or eggs, whatever you're soaking in, for a few minutes until the eggs turn like whitish or the water turns whitish. Milk can turn whiter, but it's soaked in it long enough that it would turn whiter. Then, if I go ahead and take these small pieces of matzah, which were broken up to each piece is less than a kezayis, will be a mezainis. French toast, even though I'm soaking the slice of bread in eggs for 10 minutes or whatever time I'm soaking it for, it's not going to help. Because it's still pieces which are bigger than a kezayis.
If you put the French toast in the oven rather than a pan, it would become a mezainis.
Then, no. Because
you're cooking the bread.
What? Yeah.
Cooking the bread.
You're cooking the bread. What do you mean?
If instead of sticking in a frying pan, right, you stick it in the oven. So then you said if you bake.
Then you're baking and then the chayav, bro.
Oh, okay.
Right, if you're not crunching it up,
it's a big matzah, then it's like French toast will be amaitzi still. Because you need two tanayim.
A matzah ball is bigger than a kezayis.
Less than a kezayis.
No, but it's
every piece is less than kezayis. Usually ends up being bigger.
No, the benzo.
It'll be after before you soak it. They have to be
together, like, how are you going to break it up after you soak it? Break it up before.
You blow it apart after you soak it.
You can do it, fine.
It doesn't go by how much you eat it. I'm saying, if you eat
it,
a whole bunch of small pieces, that's
going to do it. It's designs. I know it's designs.
And you mushed it, it became one ball.
I didn't discuss yet, pasta baba kiss.
And a matzo ball is considered broken up?
Yeah, it's crumbs. You know, I glued it together, but it's a bunch of crumbs glued together. So therefore, kenei lechol b'mezaynis, if you make matzo bar with small pieces of b'mezaynis, French toast is made with a slice, it's still a mighty.
Matzo ball is mezaynis?
Yeah.
Even if you lot it?
Yeah.
Think it's not a cake,
you know, I didn't. There's a very basic difference between two. One's cooked and one's baked. But so I didn't get into that yet.
Salami, so French toast smaller than Kasayas' mezaynis?
Yeah. Then it's like matzah.
The same thing as cereal, right?
Okay. Now, croutons. How about croutons and bagel chips? So now.
What are bagel chips? Pita chips.
Bagel chips are these, they take a bagel, they cut it into small pieces, and they put spices on it, and they bake it, they fry it and bake it, and it comes these hard, crunchy bagels. But, okay, so what's the deal? So it goes like this. Listen to this, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. Croutons, how do they make croutons? They have challah, they bake bread. So it's regular bread. They cut it up in small pieces, and then they sprinkle some different types of spices on it, and then they put it back into the oven, and they bake it, or they put some oil there, they fry it, but it's baked or fried with a very small amount of oil. It's not called cooked. And then it comes hard. I'm talking about not the yellow croutons, I'm talking about the soup and salad croutons. So it comes hard, dried and hard pieces of challah. So according to the rules that we just said, it should be hamaitzi. Because it was bread, cut up into small pieces, and then baked or fried. That's not enough to make it a mezaynis. For mezaynis, you need to be two things, either cooked or soaked, and then broken into small pieces. This is broken into small pieces, but never cooked or soaked. So it comes along some of the paiskim. And they say that when the bread is being made in the factory is making the bread to be used for croutons, then it never got the shem lechem, and therefore it's mezaynis. So now it'll come out, there's a difference between homemade croutons and bought croutons.
How do you know?
The homemade croutons that you buy, I mean, the homemade croutons that you make in your house from the leftover challah will be hamaitzi. The croutons that you buy in the store will be mezaynis. Now, when you go to Siam's Bagel and he's making it out of his leftover bagels, mechayr should be hamaitzi. So, when you ask him for those croutons and the salad, should be hamaitzi. However, when we learn the sugya of ikar and tuffel, so then we'll have a heter because we'll explain then why that the salad is the ikar and the croutons only there for the crunch, not for the taste, and therefore it will be vayta the bracha of the salad. But we'll get to it by ikar and tuffel. That's totally an hamaitzi. If it's hamaitzi, yes. If it's not hamaitzi, not. What are you talking about? I just finished saying that it's the bracha of the salad. Well, as a hamaitzi. What?
We're not doing
the yellow croutons. No, yellow croutons are for sure mezaynis. It's flour and water, deep fried.
Most
mezaynis. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's filled with
some.
Okay, so that's why. Okay, so bottom line is the bought croutons and the bagel chips are mezaynis. Okay, well, what's left to be discussed is we have to go on to mezaynis. Mezaynis, we're going to have two categories of mezaynis. Mezaynis, there's mezaynis which is mezaynis and always mezaynis, like pasta, which is flour and water cooked, which is no matter how much you eat of it is mezaynis. And then we're going to have a type of mezaynis which sometimes could be hamaitzi and sometimes mezaynis, and we have to show that we'll discuss next week. Okay, have a wonderful evening.